everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and this is another day of wonderful healings for everyone. So, like I normally tell people, there's nothing for you to do. Just show up. And just being on online here allows these healings to take place. So everything that we do before we go to the light ship will work perfectly fine for you. The light being that will be activated during the session will be activated for you on the archives, but the light ship healings will not. So we're going to be doing a lot of work today with some more healings. Not necessarily work, but energy work, we'll put it that way. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, and welcome everyone to today's show. Thank you for being with us. And we're very happy about today's show because it's a favorite topic that we're going to discuss. And the theme for today's show is Love Walks In. And we're going to be talking about how we can each invite our spirits to become more present in our lives, how to walk and talk with our spirit, and begin to remember more fully who we really are. And we'd love to share this with you. And like Ron said, there'll be live healings throughout the entire hour, including a healing session on the Creation Light Ship, where there's a very special experience planned. So thank you for being with us. And we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us in one of two ways. You can either call in if you like on the toll-free numbers that are listed on the BBS radio site. And just below the phone numbers, there's also a place where you can click on where it says BBS Fast Chat. And that's very simple and easy to do. You just type in your name and your question and your email and just hit send. And we'll get the message and we'll keep watching that throughout the hour so we can get your questions that way and respond to you as well. So to get us started, I think we're going to have Ron bring in some divine energy for us to experience, and I believe we'd like to have the energy of love brought in to go along with our theme today of Love Walks In. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so this will be the love energy from the Creation Light Ship. This is a light ship that Jesus used when he was here 2,000 years ago for his miraculous healings and ascension teachings. So we're going to bring in the love energy. The love energy is very fine, and it's kind of hard to describe it. Remember, love energy is basically non-judgment energy. So you may feel your room get a little crisper, and it may not have that much of a sensation to it like the other energies, but we'll see how the light beings wish to portray this for us here. So right now we're connecting with that. This is in a sense, a clear channel, we'll say, from the light ship to you. This is not going through any other dimensional arenas where the energies get diluted. This is pure source energy coming to you. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Yeah, for me it feels like a very, very clean energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And this is kind of similar to the grace energy that the light ship transmits. And I will just talk a little bit about Love Walks In. I have it on my website, and it's a song that Van Halen made, I'll just say middle 80s. And it's kind of on a UFO basis theme, but the first part of the song, it says, contact is all it takes. And that contact is your connection with your divine self. And that's how I perceive that. And you have to make the connection yourself to have the connection with your spirit. It's always with you, but it requires your effort to go to your heart center for this connection. And since we're here on the earth plane, everything normally is mental that we see around us, and we're not really taught to go to our heart. A lot of people have it intuitively, and they know about that, but during the hustle and bustle of life, going into your heart center sometimes is a little more difficult, because we're always working with external stimulus. So So what we're going to do now is bring some more energy in here. I'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary, and she at times will bring in a fragrance for us here, and then we'll do some entity clearing and get you more into your bodies so that you can receive more healing. Remember, your spirit is the conduit for the divine to heal through, and it has to go through your spirit to have this connection work with you. So here we go. Here comes Mother Mary's energy. This is her first cause energy from her creation, from the creation light ship. And here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So just kind of sit back and relax, and you can maybe ask Mother Mary if you choose to for guidance and also healing. So in this part of the show, we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you. This is called a soul retrieval by some of the New Age practitioners. And we have to first release entities so that you're able to come back into your body. Otherwise, it's like having a glass full of water. It's full to the top, and if there's no room for you, then naturally you cannot come in. So we're doing a clearing now. And you may feel energies leave your body. Sometimes I'll do this with people on a one-on-one, and they'll have an awful pain in their body, and I'll take away the entities in that area, and all of a sudden the pain leaves them. So the pain wasn't necessarily their own pain from their body. It was the emotional trauma of entities that came in for healing. And they, since they experienced this pain, they left the pain with you, and they're experiencing pain through you. Once you release them, then the pain goes away. So we're about ready to bring more of you into your body. So I'll count to 10. And your own individual spirit knows how to come back to you. And we're cleansing the spirit now. This needs to be done because the only reason why it left was because it was too hard for it to live here. And it all boils down to judgment. And then also boils down into physical pain. So here we go. And your spirit's going to come back to you right now. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And again, do some more clearing here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And take away some more entities. You may be yawning during this process too. That's perfectly normal. If you feel any tingles happening in your body anywhere, that means that you had no energy there typically for healing. So your spirit now is going to these locations now for this healing process. So here we go. More of you coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And how are you feeling, Sylvia? I'll just keep doing some clearing here.
Well, it definitely feels like more energy is coming in, and it's a really good kind of warm feeling. And also, I've heard you say that when you come more into your body, you feel heavier. For me, it's more of a grounded feeling, not heavy in a bad sense, but just more there. So I feel more present.
Yeah, more present, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, when you're in your body more, you have more, I'll use the word psychic radar. You're able to sense more things around you. And that's for your own protection because your spirit is here to help protect your body. So if you're out of your body, you're not going to have intuition, number one. So people who are asking to have more intuition, possibly having their third eye opened, well, that process is being more in your body. So that might be a clue for some of you if you have been asking for this. How much are you in your body? You know? And if you're not in your body very much, of course, you know, there's no way you're going to have intuition. So here we go. Bringing more of you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. air. So your thoughts should be a little clearer typically. You should feel like you have just a little more energy, maybe feel a little more together, maybe more awake. And we're going to do just a sample now of an emotional healing. This is what I recommend everybody to have if they're wanting to get more into their body. And this also is desperately needed for the ascension process. Although there are other ways of doing this, but this is probably the easiest way you can have it done, because this is the light ship doing it for you. So we're going to do a process here. I'm going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And back another year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So if you look upon your life now the last couple years or so and come to present, look at a situation that caused you fear, anger, something being upset, anxieties, any kind of situation. Remember, we're on an emotional planet here, so we experience many, many things. And just pick on something that was real negative for you and look at it now, and it should feel like the charge of the trauma that you've experienced that you're probably afraid to look at or put band-aids on upon band-aids. You're going to look at it now, and it's going to feel like it's very, very distant to you. And this is what the healing does. It does not take away your experience, but it does release you from the trauma so that your spirit can walk into you. Love walks in, so that you're able to have a experience on this planet with your spirit. And this is what it's all about, is to have your spirit with you, to have your spirit express through your physical life form. This is true in all different incarnations elsewhere, is that your spirit is only there to help and experience life through the life form that it's going into. And so with us here, we have all these different talents that we can do from our genetics. We have a lot of experience here of life. And this is a wonderful time to get more into your body because of the ascension process. And this is your choice if you choose to be in your body or not. The divine isn't really that concerned with that. It would like to save your physical bodies, you know, from being created over again, but it's still the creation process. And if you want to bring your body with you, if you love your body enough so it can live on for like eternal life, we'll say, to go to another dimension, different frequency, and have full memory of the earth plane here and all the nice things here, you can do that if you choose to during this ascension process. This is what Jesus was teaching. Although his life was cut short about 18 years, the dark side didn't want him to continue on with the mission to have people become more conscious, spiritually conscious. So, any thing that you can think of we could do next, Sylvia?
Well, I'd like to say something a little bit more about the emotional clearing before we move on, because you mentioned something earlier that reminded me of one of the things that's so good about the emotional clearing. You were saying how when a person's more in their body and more connected, you know, with their own spirit to the divine, then their intuitive abilities are sharper, and their psychic energy or their vision and so forth improves. And the other thing is, you know, the voice of the spirit. I mean, I'm sure all of us can relate to the times where we have heard that still small voice and we've gotten some guidance from our spirit, and then maybe we disregarded it, or the louder voice of the emotional baggage and traumas and experiences in our mental energy, or maybe entities, drowned out the message of the spirit, and we listened to the other message and got ourselves into trouble. I know for myself, when I listen to my spirit's voice, it always goes well, and when I don't, it doesn't. So I think maybe, Ron, you can talk about that further, but by clearing the emotion and emotional baggage and getting rid of those densities it seems to me that you're more able to really hear and pay attention to your own spirit. Would you say that's pretty true for people and their experiences that they've told you about after getting the emotional clearing?
Yes, the clearing puts you into the moment, and in the moment is where your spirit is. So if you're always busy inside of your head, it's going to be very hard to stop and get back into the present moment to experience your spirit talking to you. So yeah, that is correct. And what the healing does, the emotional healing does, actually three healings, does a lot more than that, but three that I can talk about. It heals your spirit body. Now remember, after you leave this earth plane, we'll just talk about, say, that you lived here 300 years ago and your physical body died and now you're trying to get cleared up. It takes about 50 years for your physical body, for your spirit body to get, in a sense, reprocessed. And the reprocessing is maybe experiencing the lifetimes that it has lived and all the people around it, releasing judgment, because your spirit takes on the emotional imprinting from the emotional body. And the emotional body is just a judgment body. So when this gets imprinted, your spirit cannot heal you properly. Okay? So if you have some type of physical problem and you're requesting healing, that healing comes through a wounded spirit. And so if you don't have your spirit cleared and healed from the modalities or that whatever you're dealing with as far as an illness, it's going to not present you with enough energy for the healing, because you have to heal your spirit first, and this healing does that. And then it also heals your emotional body, and both of these bodies need to be healed completely to get a much better physical healing for you. And then it naturally takes away the traumas out of your physical body. So the emotional clearing puts you into the moment. Otherwise, what you're doing is you're recycling your complete past in this lifetime and maybe even other lifetimes that have come up for you to deal with right now. Remember, your body's dealing with these energies. It has nothing to do with, in a sense, spiritual karma from past lives. It's mainly the body is what the vessel is that wants to have the work done to it. And your spirit comes into your body to work through the body through creativity, to give the divine spark into all the creations that you do here. So the main thing is that you want to have everything healed so that you can become in the present moment where your spirit is. That's why when you're really having a good time doing something, time stops, because you're in the moment, and then you're with your spirit. So yeah, what you're saying is definitely correct, Sylvia. You want to be in your body, and you want to be in communion with your spirit, and it's very hard to when you're not in the present moment, and this healing does put you into the present moment. In fact, just look at your life right now, the last couple of years or so, and you're going to notice that you are in the moment pretty much right now just by having these few clearings. And they're about 90% done. It takes a good hour typically to do most people. And this is how the healings work. They're instantaneous. The light beings are bringing up your complete chart, we'll say, of you, your complete database of your genetics, and they clear out the traumas out of you. And this is, say, a non-earth-based modality. This is the creation energy that created you doing these healings. So what we're going to do right now is bring your energy from your head to your heart. So you want to use the word awakened consciousness, maybe ego, the thoughts that you have, whatever word you want to use there. This is what we're going to be doing now. So if you want to just kind of picture, and don't meditate, just picture, if you would, when you close your eyes, your thoughts from your head that you're, you know, using now to evaluate what I'm saying. I'm going to drop that down into your heart center so you have communion with your spirit in your heart. And you can visualize, if you like, a little triangle dropping down. We'll go down, I'll go from 10 down to 1, so it's like 10 floors down. This makes it very simple to have a visual here. So here we go. So 10th floor is your head. Your thoughts, you're going to bring that down into your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And these are the light beings doing this for you, opening up a clear channel so you can do this yourself later on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this should be taught in all the churches. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And one more time, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So you should have the sensation of having your thoughts, you know, in your heart area. And you should feel probably more at ease, more at peace. And just now communicate with your spirit. Say hi to your spirit. Maybe you never have said hi to your spirit before ever in your lifetime. And, you know, ask your spirit to at least say something back to you. You know, I always say to turn the volume up if you can't hear your spirit, but it will communicate with you the best way that it can. So I'll just let you sit with this for just a short time here. Remember, just keep asking. Ask for your guidance. Ask to have your spirit connect with you some way so you can understand what it's saying. It may want to communicate with you maybe through the radio programs that you're listening to, maybe through a song, maybe through a newspaper possibly, if you read newspapers or TV programs or whatever. But it will communicate if you ask it to. We're trying to get you to connect now inside of yourself so that you're a complete unit. You don't have to rely on anything outside of yourself. And this is the teachings of Jesus, is to go within and connect with who you are. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Feeling very good. I just love it when you drop us into our heart center because it just feels like home. And yeah. The more you do it, the more you can stay in that space throughout your day and walk with your spirit, you know, and keep that communication going throughout the day, even when, you know, things are happening around you or it's hectic or busy. The more you go there, the more used to being there you are, and you just kind of get used to having that wonderful feeling, and you don't want it to go away.
Yep, that's true. As you become much more peaceful. And if you notice, we've been on the air here for probably a little bit over 20 minutes. And does it feel like 20 minutes to you, you know? For myself, I just feel like I just got through starting about a few minutes ago. So we're definitely in the moment during this radio show. So we're going to do a healing now for everyone. In fact, once you get a glass of water, we'll do a water charge, and this will be a sample of what I'll be doing this Saturday. Normally every third Saturday, I do water charging and with a four-hour light shift healing. So you're transported to the light shift for 4 hours for physical healing work. And then along with that, we do about a one-hour water charging where you can have water for each day of the week. So just get a glass of water. This will take about a half a minute to do. And typically 8 ounces is very adequate. And the longer sessions, we can charge a larger container of water because there's more time involved there to put the light codes into it.
While people are getting their water, I'd like to just remind you of a couple things. When you're on the BBS radio website, you can click on Creation Light Ship Healing on the schedule. Like, for example, if you go to Monday at 4 p.m. and click on Creation Light Ship Healings, then it's going to bring up a page. And as you scroll down, you're going to see the telephone numbers that you can call in on. For example, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227 in the U.S. and 888-815-9756 in Canada. You're welcome to call if you have a question for Ron or something you'd like to share. And directly below the phone numbers in the same rectangular box at the very bottom, it says Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat. And a lot of people have told us that they have questions for Ron, but they don't want to call up and interrupt in the middle of a healing that's happening. So this is a great way that you can ask a question. You just click on the BBS Fast Chat, and it'll bring up a window. It's very easy to do, and you can just refresh that from time to time, and you'll see whatever is happening on there, and we'll respond to your questions. And then if you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see a blinking flower, and directly below that, you're going to see a beautiful light being, And in a few moments, Ron is going to activate that light being for us and do some healings and some water charging with that.
Great. So, yeah. So, you should have your water by now, I would assume. So, put one hand on each side of it, and we're going to activate this beautiful light being right now. This is one of the light beings from the Creation Light Ship. And she was drawn by someone who was actually seeing her live during one of the, I believe, four-hour sessions that I have on Saturdays. So, and she drew her and was in direct communication with her. So here we go. We're going to have her come in here, and she'll charge the photo up. And this photo will be charged for a half an hour after the show ends. So you can request healing from her also. And right now she's bringing her divine energy into her photo. And you may start to see the rays change. I see them changing right now. They're becoming more three-dimensional. And her face will change a little bit. You may see her kind of lift off the page slowly. You might want to blink your eyes periodically. And she's going to start emitting more light out of her eyes, and she's going to do this water charging for you. So what she does naturally is connect to your heart center. Everything on the Creation Light Ship works with love. Love is the heart. And then she works with your spirit through you to charge this water. So everything is done through you, working with you. And she's ready. So put one hand on each side of the glass of water. And she's going to start to charge it up right now. And this will take probably about 20 seconds here to do. And you may feel your hands running different frequencies through them. Another probably 5 seconds here. Okay, she says it's a little bit longer. Now she's ready. Okay, your glass of water is completely charged, so take a little sip of water or a large swallow, whatever you choose to. Your body loves this water, so I'm going to do it myself right now. And as normal, it always tastes silkier and smoother for me. I get a lot of saliva afterwards, and my body wants to have more water. How's yours, Sylvia?
Today it's very silky, and it has a very fresh taste to it.
Okay, so what we're going to do next is a healing. We're going to do a special healing, and we're going to show you what it's like to have your spirit more fully with you. And so hopefully we have some feelers online here, and we're going to ask your spirit to concentrate this energy into your hands, okay? So I'm being told this will take about a half a minute, and your spirit now is going to concentrate its energy into your hands, and you may start to feel your hands tingle. And so it will do a healing on you, on your hands. So you want to request inside of your head, if you have a condition with your hands, it could be a skin condition, it could be arthritis, maybe you have some kind of owie on your hand or something, just request a healing right now. And the divine will be working with your spirit. The Creation Light Ship will give your spirit energy for healing right now. And you may feel your heart opening up also during this process. And my hands do feel like they're radiating a lot of light frequencies right now. They feel, in a sense, for me, a little cool. And as I'm checking my auric field here, it's probably about a foot and a half coming out of the top of my hand. So that's what I'm experiencing here. So they're definitely radiated right now with this beautiful energy coming out of them. How are you feeling with your hands, Sylvia?
Well, my hands are tingling and almost buzzing, and it also feels like, and maybe you know more about this than I do, but it feels like there is a chakra kind of in my palms that's kind of spinning around and around as this energy is coming in.
Okay, yes, uh-huh. So you should be having a nice hand healing now, everybody. If anyone would like to comment, they can. They can go to the fast chat just above the flower. first line on the bottom of the square box there, you could connect in just if you want to say what your hands are feeling like. That'd be great. And next we're going to be doing just another sample healing here. We're going to bring in and do, I think I'll do a sensory clearing here. We have a little bit of time here. So sensory clearing is what I call past life. So I'm going to go back from this point in time back to the 1600s here. So here we go. So year 2000 to current, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now for all of the 1900s, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1800s, sixth cleared, a lot of energy there. Somebody out there was incarnated in that time for sure. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, not the yawn. So 1800s, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1700s, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1600s, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So that should give you some ease there of energies. What happens is your body will start to recycle everything that's wrong with it in genetics. And basically, it's being separated from spiritual truth. So any judgment that your ancestor carried before they conceived someone, that's passed on to you. So in a sense, you're like a judgment factory here walking on the earth plane with all the discordant thoughts that was not in true spiritual integrity of non-judgment is with you now. This is why we die, because our body is trying to heal itself from these issues each lifetime. And this is why the emotional clearing is so helpful, because you end up having the energies released from you in this lifetime that you're dealing with, so you can become more with your spirit and your body to do more healing work with you. So what we're going to do next is another healing. Well, since we did the hands, we'll just do the feet. How's that sound, Sylvia?
That sounds great.
Okay, so this people will probably love, because we're always on our feet. So here we go. We're going to ask your spirit now to go into your feet. And again, the creation light ship will transmit the healing energy to your spirit. And it's going to go down to your feet right now and do some healing. So again, there's nothing for you to do. The main thing is to release judgment. And this is now happening right now. So your spirit is doing as much as it can do into your feet. Remember, if you have any judgment stored there, you may not have a healing. So this is what happens with us. Our body stores judgment anywhere it can. And it may not be even a foot issue, but the energy could be stored there. So you should start to feel energy in your feet. And your spirit's bringing in as much as it can right now. And my feet are feeling a little bit lighter right now. There we go. How's yours feeling, Sylvia?
Like they're getting a foot massage. It really feels great.
Okay.
You know, I'd like to talk a little bit while people are experiencing this foot healing. Just a few moments ago, we did the water charging with the light being, and you've got a pretty tremendous thing coming up this Saturday, the conference call healing session, where there's going to be water charging and so on, and I thought this would be a great time to let people know about this opportunity.
Yes, so like I said, every 3 weeks, the third week of the month on Saturdays, it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's a four-hour healing up on the Creation Light Ship. The fee for this is $60. And so it's, you know, pretty affordable for most people for $60 to have healing work done. And you're on the call for the complete 4 hours up on the Light Ship. I break every hour for about 5 minutes a time. And it's on a conference call line. You have your own special doctors, teams working with you. None of the energies ever get mixed between one person to the other. And in the last hour, we have 3 hours of healing. This is for ascension preparation. where they bring in special light codes and do special healing work for ascension. And the last hour is water charging. And so since we have about normally 5 minutes for each individual team to help us charge the water, we can normally get a gallon of water to use. So most people get a gallon of water and they charge it up. And you have water from Sunday for 7 days on from there. And it's just quite an interesting and wonderful experience to have specially activated divine water for you to drink. Each day it normally tastes different, just like the water that you had just now, and it helps you to integrate more light frequencies. So this is geared for ascension, and if you're interested in having this wonderful session, just, you know, connect with me. Either give me an email or call me, and then we can set up, you know, the way you can pay me, which normally is just a check through the mail, and I can give you the conference line phone number and the PIN numbers to call on. So, and it is, I recommend getting a speaker phone through all of my sessions, or borrow one if you don't have one, so you can be hands-free, and it feels like maybe 20 minutes to a half an hour of time after you get started with the whole 4-hour session.
Well, that's absolutely my experience. You know, I had a friend say, how can you, you know, stand to do something for 4 hours? And I said, you get done and you wish it was longer because it's so remarkable and you feel so fabulous. And the time goes by so quickly that you just can't even believe it. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I think almost everybody on it, when the 4 hour ends, they all kind of tell me that they wish they had more time, that they wanted to have more healing work done. And it's just so wonderful.
Yeah, and what people might not know either is that you can bring your pet or animal with you for the healing for them as well, which is wonderful. And if you have a loved one that wouldn't be able to actually be on a telephone line, such as an infant or a, you know, very elderly person who may be ill or what have you, you can also sign up for them, and because you're on the conference call, your loved one can be, you know, brought in through your energy and so forth. I don't know technically how it works, but I just know it does, and it's a wonderful way if you have an infant or someone that needs some healing to help them as well. And we just got a message from Janelle on the fast chat. And it's a question for Ron, and Janelle says, when we get startled, like from a horn honking or something like that, does our spirit jump out of our body?
Well, if you do get startled, that means that you were not in your body at that time. So typically, yes. If you're in your body, you're going to know about what's happening around you with your psychic radar, and it probably won't startle you. So what typically happens is a horn would honk. If you're out of your body, being startled is actually your spirit coming back into you. So you could have been out for maybe 10, 15 minutes prior to that happening. And that the reaction of jumping or jerking or, you know, whatever the body does is when your spirit does a crash landing into you. So it comes in as fast as it can because it knows that through just trying to be with your body, it knows that that could be a problem where you could probably be killed. Maybe somebody's honking a horn at you when you're walking, you know, in the middle of a road or something. So it's there to help give your body spiritual guidance instantly. So it was out when it shouldn't have been out, but it was out, maybe sightseeing or something. And then it goes, oh, my God, I'm responsible now for this body. I got to come back in because there's danger there. So that's why you would be startled. So I hope that answers your question. So initially, you're not really startled by jumping out of your body, although that could happen sometimes. But typically, you're out of your body and you come back in again. If you clap your hands around a group of people one time and people jump, then that's because they're out of their body. If it's a really, really loud sound, yeah, you might get startled or you may not even like it. So typically, you're out of your body when that happens. So I hope that answered your question.
Thank you, Janelle, for writing in. That was great. And Ron, maybe you can talk just a little bit about what happens when you're sleeping and you get, you know, startled awake, like by your alarm clock or a loud noise or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of the same process. So when you're sleeping, you are out of your body. Your spirit knows how to leave your body successfully so that you will be protected, so no entities will come into you. And so, yeah, when your alarm clock goes off, and if you do jump or jerk, that means that your spirit had to come in because, you know, that's a warning sign indicating that there could be harm happening to you. So it comes in to see what's happening because it is there to, in a sense, protect your body. So, yeah, alarm clocks sometimes aren't very good. And you could even do a crash landing where you're coming in improperly. And then you feel awful, you know, during that maybe day or week or forever. So what I'll do is I'll put you in your bodies properly. I'm not going to take you out and put you in differently. I'm just going to take you out and put you in correctly right now. So here we go. I'm just going to come out momentarily, and you're going to be turned properly. So you're coming in the way you're supposed to come in. So I'll just count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Now you're in your body properly. If anybody feels different right now, it's because you're in your body maybe crooked, sideways, upside down. You'd have to ask your own guidance in your spirit. Ask your spirit, which is your guidance, what happened? How come you're in your body improperly? And your spirit will talk to you and tell you. So you all should be in your body properly now, correctly, and you should have more spirit energy because your spirit connects to every point of your body now, if it possibly can. So I guess we could probably go up to the light ship here. We did a couple of samples of healings here for people. And this section will not work on the archives. You can listen to it. And just kind of sit back and relax here. And again, if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring with for healing, just think of them in your consciousness. And you will be transported out of time. Remember, you're a vibration, and you're being turned off and on many times a second, just like the lights in your house are. In the U.S. here, we have 60 cycle frequency, so a light bulb is being turned off and on 120 times a second. And although we don't really notice that, we can see it with fluorescent lights as they start to, say, go bad. You can see them kind of flicker. But until that time, normally most incandescent bulbs, you turn them on and they look like they're lit all the time, but they're being turned off and on continuously. So we're going up to the light ship here. Going up right now, you might feel the energy change in your body. And you're up on the light ship this moment. Naturally, you're here too. You're hearing my voice perfectly fine. Some people feel their body tingle as they go up. You went up a light, beautiful light ray tube, white light energy. And they're doing a body scan on you right now, seeing what type of life form you are. The light ship works with all sentient beings across the universe that it created. So whatever was created in the light is working with these beings now for the ascension process, not just only us. And they want to know who you are and what you are, and they check out your DNA codings to see what's wrong with you. And this is for physical healings only. So I'd like you just to request one healing. The time is very short. Sometimes people want to request 20 or 30 of these things, and the light beings cannot be effective in this process. So just concentrate on one healing right now that you'd like to have. If you feel perfectly fine, then ask for a tune-up. So here we go. We're going into the orientation room where you're describing your one particular healing. Just use simple language. And now we're going into the healing rooms. This is a procedure rooms. So right away I see them working with ankles on people. So every team that I'm seeing now is working with ankles, so we probably have ankle conditions out there with people. We're going into another location, and this location is where they're going to be working with our shoulders, maybe neck tension. And so that's happening right now. So again, just request your healing. And if I don't mention your particular problem that you're dealing with, it's being worked on anyway. There's many locations on the light ship, and I can only see one location at one time. So Again, they're working now in another room, checking out our inside of our mouth for cavities, gum infection. Another TIC is working with our chest cavity now. And they're starting to work with some of our internal organs. I'm going to bring in an energy down here for us to experience. We'll bring in the wonderful energy of Saint Germain. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And again, you can connect with Saint Germain inside of your heart and ask him for healing and guidance too. This is where these divine beings come into you. They connect with your heart energy. And when the energies come into your room, they normally come in through the ceiling. And they kind of come in like a fog energy and swirl around and then connect with you. I've had people actually see the light beams as they come in. They see silhouettes sometimes. Some people actually see colors in the room change. They'll see light frequencies. So it's just very, very nice to hear comments from people. I love having emails. So if you have an experience, definitely send me an email. And next...
Caller? I thought I heard a beep. Hello?
Yeah, I got a question for Ron.
Okay, go ahead.
You see, when you were doing the healing process, I didn't feel anything.
Well, okay, that's what I'll tell you is that basically men are 1%, so 1% of the men can feel. And so the fact that you're not feeling anything, that's perfectly normal for men. Women are 50-50.
So it's different percentage for, why is that?
Well, I think men are numbed out with their feelings and numbed out emotionally, and they just don't have that sense opened up to them. Where women are much more intuitive, and they can feel more energy, but still, only half the women can feel that I have experienced, okay? And so being a man, if you can't feel, you know, for me that's perfectly normal, but the healing is working anyway. So don't doubt that it's not working. So thank you for calling, and I hope that answered your question. It's a very good question, because I do have people who say, I don't feel anything, you know, and that's just the way it is, and that's normal. So we'll go to another location on the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to go into a room, since we're dedicating this session here for your spirit. We're going to go into the room that you were created in, and the Light Ship is going to bring up your spiritual blueprint of your first incarnation upon your birth. We'll say your spirit birth, and you're now going into this beautiful room. And if you look across the room, you're going to see a beautiful silhouette of you as you are being recreated over again. And I'll count to 10, and your spirit's going to walk back into your body right now. So here we go. And just kind of close your eyes and sit back and relax. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there you go. Now your spirit has rejoined you in your body. And you can also request healing from your own spirit too. This room is pretty sacred. If you're able to be a seer, you're going to see this beautiful silhouette come into you. Some people actually feel the vibrations change in their body. So just enjoy this experience here. How do you feel, Sylvia?
For me, it's a beautiful experience. It's very, I feel a whole different presence and see a lot of light, beautiful light around me. And it's almost hard to describe. It just feels so beautiful and so loving and sacred.
So we'll go to another room now. We're going to go into a room where they have beautiful golden energy. So again, just sit back and relax. You're still going to be in these previous rooms here. with your healings, and we're bringing this beautiful gold energy for us to experience down here. And also, you're going to be in this room on the light ship. Remember, you're out of time, and you're there physically. And you can talk with these to these beings that are up there. So here we come. Beautiful gold energy is coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And how's that, Sylvia?
That energy to me feels very, very warm. In fact, I feel like the temperature just went up a couple of degrees in the room. And it just feels very energizing and very healing.
Okay, so we'll go on to just one more room before we come back here. And we're going to go into their beautiful crystal healing room. And this time they're going to bring us into the room that's a large crystal geode. And it looks like amethyst energy. And all the rooms are very, very sacred, very precious, very healing. So we're going into this room right now. And again, I'll bring in this amethyst energy down here for us to experience. So again, just sit back and relax. Like I said earlier, there's nothing for you to do. Just showing up is all that's needed. But you do have to request your healings because the divine only works in the now, and the divine always sees you as perfect. So if you want to change your perfection from one state to another, then just request your healing. So here comes this beautiful amethyst energy into your living room. So stronger, bedroom, or den, wherever you are. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, that really feels good. So just sit back and relax, and it has a nice vibration to it. Has a lot of love energy, a lot of heart energy to it. How do you feel at sensing it, Sylvia?
Yeah, I would say also my heart feels very full, and the color is beautiful, really nice. And I love the crystal room also, how the crystal responds to your thoughts and your requests for healing. It's just really neat.
Yes, so we're going to start to come back now. So we're going into the orientation room again. And the doctors are there, these beautiful light beings, and we're thanking them for our healing. This is a personal session between you and them. I don't get information at all about your healings. It's personal. And they'll talk with you as long as you would like to talk with them. You may bring back information in your dream state if you don't have it consciously. So everybody's different, different levels of consciousness. So, and it depends, you know, how much spirit you have in your body too, according to your healing that you're going to be receiving, and how much emotional density you have released from you. Because that all takes away from your healing if you're not present and also cleared emotionally. Remember, the emotions are what cause your healing, so this is why you want to release them, so that you can have healing done to yourself. So we're about ready to come back. So we're coming back right now. And we're going down this beautiful white light tunnel. And now you're here. So I hope that was a nice experience for everyone. If you're tingling, that means that your spirit is integrating with your physical body. That's your own personal validation that something happened to you. Most people, after these healings, will feel typically very relaxed in their bodies. You may not know what happened to you on the light ship if you can't see or sense or feel, but you will feel relaxed afterwards. That's true, I'd say, almost 100% of the time with everybody who goes up to the light ship. And like I said, if you wish to have more of this experience, get on my conference call line that I have this coming Saturday, and I can give you the phone number to call in on. And you just do so much healing that it's just incredible. It's just a wonderful experience to have the divine work with you this way for the ascension process. Do you have any comments to make? We have maybe a minute to go here, Sylvia.
Let's see. Have you given your phone number for people to call you about this Saturday's session?
Yeah, it's also listed here on BBS Radio, so they could probably just tune into that. But it's 1-877, and it's ET Heals. I use the word ET because I am a light being, and that's how I perceive ETs. And so it's creation energy itself, so it's a very catchy little phrase. So just remember that. It's easy to recall, 1-877-ET-HEALS, or just give me an email, healing@creationlightship.com. So we'll be signing off here. And so thank you all for being with us, and hope to have you on the conference line this Saturday for a four-hour ship healing. So thank you for being with us, and good night.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay.